Very often people sort of get it a bit confused. They mix up the conception of Jesus with the conception of Mary. And, well, Immaculate Conception, it's two big words. Well, conception, sort of we know about. The Mary was conceived in the womb of her mother, Anne. Immaculate really has, it sort of has two negatives. It's without immaculate. She's not immaculate, therefore she's without stain. But what's the stain? Well, see, that sort of thing that you think sin is like a black blob, like on a tablecloth. There's a blob on it that looks like sin.
Hmm.
Well, as a matter of fact, the Immaculate Conception, you have to have a reasonable idea of what sin is before you can dig what the Immaculate Conception is. Sin is the absence of what should be there. Culpable absence in the case of adults. Now, to say that Mary is without sin is actually to say that from the very first moment of her being, she was filled with grace. So it's not negative, it's actually a positive statement about grace. So God's love surrounded her. The Holy Spirit was there, making her completely pleasing to God, even from the very first moment of her being.
Hmm. Does that make her a difficult role model for women, do you think?
Well, yes, because, well, women and men, and because she was always without sin. But that only means that she was always filled with grace. And the liturgy for the feast suggests that the way Mary became by God's grace, we are to become by God's grace, with the struggle of trying to be good, trying to live in a reasonable way, trying to pray and so on. So the role model is the encouragement of what God has done in Mary. And God, who is all-powerful, coming upon Mary in the womb of Anna, the same God can transform our lives, whether we're men or women.
Mm.
You see, behind the idea that it makes Mary remote is the sense that, you know, what makes us human is sin. You know, we're actually only human, you know. Whereas, in fact, sin lessens humanity. Sin is damages our humanity. And therefore, because Mary is sinless, she's the most human.
Hmm. And how can we pray to Mary?
Well, there are different ways suggested, and some people like to see Mary as mother. Fine. Sometimes other people can find that difficult. Maybe they were given a wrong sort of image of Mary, as you know, of the old religious art calendars, that she looks as if she's not on the ground at all and she's sort of floating.
Very remote.
Very remote.
Hmm.
Sometimes, you know, people who've had bumpy relationships with their own mother may not relate easily with Mary. Same people that people with bumpy relationships with their fathers tend to pray to Jesus. So that's one mother. But then there are also other models around, like Mary as sister. Paul VI said that she was our sister. And that's in the tradition. And the Carmelite tradition had it quite strongly from the 15th century.
Hmm.
Mother, sister, helper, guide, teacher. There are so many models we can use. Hmm.
And there is also a relationship between the feast and the Eastern Orthodox churches, isn't there?
Yeah, the Eastern Orthodox weren't at all happy when Pius IX declared the Immaculate Conception to be a dogma of faith, because they already had a feast, which is the presentation of Mary in the temple, which celebrated a short while ago, the 21st November. And that's based really on a legend, probably, that Mary as a young girl was brought to the temple and left in the temple, presented to God. Now, legends have their own meaning. And the meaning of the presentation is that Mary always belonged to God. and that was symbolized by her being brought as a child, 2 years old after being weaned, and a few months after being weaned, she was left in a temple. And this is the Eastern way that goes back really to about maybe the year 150 AD, that Mary always belonged to God.
So it is a significant feast, all in all.
It is, yes. And it's a very popular feast here in Ireland. The Irish tradition has always been strong on. And, you know, the Irish people know that Mary is immaculate, but the traditional Irish piety never sees Mary as remote.